but I'm really trying to get the phantom. I got my ass in a circle, I keep entertaining. I promise I'ma get it.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we're broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. And this episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolla First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. I really thought that today was going to be like a pretty simple show, and to some extent, it's going to still be a pretty simple show. If you're keeping up with last week, I have like not a lot of brain cells right now. I'm very tired and I am in recovery for burnout, to the extent that that is actually a thing in our capitalist society. Who's to say? However, with that being said, I felt remiss to not at least talk a little bit about the thing that is happening in the world of idols right now, that is like the thing, the news and issue of buzz, which is that New Jersey has left the building. I'm sorry, and Jay has left the building. I'm sorry, New Jeans has left Adore, their company. New Jeans, the very popular K-pop girl group created by Adore, which is a subsidiary of HYBE Entertainment. HYBE Entertainment owns and produces acts like BTS and N-Hyphen and Cat's Eye and Le Sserafim, one of the biggest, probably right now the biggest producer and distributor of K-pop, and New Jeans, this group that is beloved around the world and has less than 3 years of time in the industry, they have left the building. They have exited. Elvis is no longer around. Oh buddy, oh boy. It's all over my feeds on social media. And while I don't really have like solidified brain cells to discuss it at length and in depth in a, like a kind of like a more like analytical and scholarly, maybe not even scholarly, but just like a way that like seems kind of intelligent, don't really have that right now. I am, however, petty and full of drama and emotional, and so you're gonna have to be dealing with that today as I discuss some of my immediate, not necessarily super intelligent thoughts about this whole thing, because it's way bigger than New Jeans. And oh, I'm excited. Hopefully this episode will be somewhat coherent. And if nothing at all, it will help you understand why this is worthy of a Typically Tuesdays episode for coverage. We're listening to music today on the playlist. That has nothing to do with NewJeans, though, however. Barely has anything to do with K-pop idols, though there is an idol featured on today's playlist. These are songs that I've been listening to in my rotation, just in general, and it's a big range of stuff. I'm gonna get into it right now with the first track, the newest by Zayne, Z-E-Y-N-E, not the dude who used to be a part of One Direction. Zayne is, I believe, a Jordanian-Palestinian R&B musician, and I've loved her stuff ever since I started listening to her music last year. Her newest release is so cool. I highly recommend you check out the music video, because it's a feast for the eyes. It's very beautiful. There's like a monologue in it. And it's translated in English on the closed captioning on YouTube. It's a really great song all about, like, Palestinian pride. And it's so cool. So we're starting off today's show with Asli Ana by Zayne. Enjoy. من حكى لنا وصايد عنا من تلبك لنا وليه ولا حد يحكي لهم ليه سنة قلبي عمره ما بينسى اسمه هوا وانا قلبي ما بينسى اسمه هوا اسمه هوا شمسي انا الحرية
come to life because the dog just couldn't keep it. Yeah, I wanna know. catch up with your time. You say that you're with your boys on vacation, and you just post a picture with the girl you said you waiting. Trust issues on 100. Don't do something about it before I get to driving, riding down your block, keep them all regretting. I wanna know, yeah, I wanna know. You ever do the shady, but bring it to my thigh. But when I wanna know, it gon' matter if I don't. So you better tell me.
Author Ray Youngbear has a special bond with a red-winged blackbird in his backyard on the Meskwaki Nation's land in Iowa.
The red-winged blackbird is very friendly, and it's the first time that's ever happened in my life. I've asked it in Meskwaki, Gewishaban, Nawatshabuich again, I've got some food here, please wait, and the bird will listen, and then, you know, I'll just get the bird feed, and he takes it, and off it goes, and that's the first time in my life in 71 years that a bird has approached me that close.
But it's not the first time he's had interactions with these birds. Many years ago, when he was training his singing voice, Ray Youngbear took a kind of vocal lesson from the blackbirds.
In order to hone my skills with music, I'm a singer of native songs, and I'd go out into the field way out of nowhere and scream my lungs out, my throat out, and oftentimes the birds that I would hear in the woods were the red wings, and I would listen to them and try to imitate their singing. They have the most complicated song in the world, high pitches and low notes, and then it smooths out and it kicks up again. And I used red-winged blackbirds in my self-training of music, and they were instrumental in developing my voice to where it is today.
Learn more about Ray Youngbear's music and writing on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rummel.
Back on the show here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, you heard Make 'em Laugh by Benet and Faye Webster off of the compilation album by Red Hot Org for trans advocacy called Transa. I'm making my way through the album very slowly. It's like a 4-hour album, but so far what I've heard is really great, and you'll be hearing a little bit more from that album later on today. Before that, you heard Flow with Caught Up off of their debut album, Triple A. Easily, hands down, one of my favorite albums of the year. It only took 11 months for me to encounter it because it was released very recently, but you'll be hearing plenty of Flow again throughout the rest of the year on Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie, and I wish I could break down the topic of today's show easier in a much more digestible manner, but it's really hard for me because the entire thing is so convoluted. NewJeans, who is one of the most popular K-pop girl groups right now, a 5-member girl group that debuted in 2022, they have effectively effectively terminated their contracts with their production company, Adore, which is a subsidiary of HYBE Entertainment, one of the most, probably the most successful K-pop production companies right now in that industry. And a lot of people are a little bit shaken, like, what does this mean for NewJeans? Like, how could it come to this? My friend, my brother, my sister, my sibling, my bro ungendered, this thing is so convoluted that it's strangely enough, it doesn't even begin with, like, actual, like, claims around labor and mistreatment. The roots of this whole thing actually begin in claims around plagiarism. I'll take you back. Let's see how much of it I can take you back to. Let's see how much I remember off of the top of my head. But essentially, you know, NewJeans, they debut in 2022. They have a very, like, I wouldn't say, like, a distinct aesthetic, but they're curated really well by their creative director, Min Heejin. And they become very, very, very popular super quickly. Earlier this year, the same mega company that owns Adore and a bunch of other subsidiaries, they debuted a new group called Islit. That's I-L-L-I-T. And Islit were also, I don't even know how many members they have, maybe six? Islit has 5 to 6 people in their group. Also a girl group. Also became super popular with their debut song, Magnetic. And Min Hyejin caused a stir in the industry and was like, hey, actually, Islit looks strikingly and sounds strikingly similar to my girls. What is going on? And the company that owns Islit, or the subsidiary that owns Islit, B-Lift, were like, no, you don't get your eyes checked. And Min Hyejin was like, I don't think so. I have proof right here. Here are the receipts. These are the presentations that you use to pitch their concept, etc. And then the people at B-Lift were like, okay, I don't see anything that anything in common, because this is like a typical part of the process to create a HYBE girl group. But let me pull out these receipts that say that you have been fat shaming and body shaming your girls, and also dismissing actual claims and allegations against your staff around sexual harassment. And Min Hyejin was like, this is BS. What are you gonna do about it? There are no actual claims. And there was just like a whole huge back and forth for like, I don't know, 6 months or more between Min Hyejin and HYBE, essentially. Then Min Hyejin was dismissed from her position at Adore. I believe like she was dismissed in her position as a stakeholder for the entire HYBE company as well, or something like that. And NewJeans got involved. The members of NewJeans got involved and they were like, this is not fair. Min Hyejin is basically our mother. Like, she was the person who like fought for us and fed us, and without her there would be no NewJeans. We demand for her to be reinstated. And the company was like, haha, little girl, whatever, you're gonna be under HYBE now. And then NewJeans members and their parents got involved. They were like, they came out with like this live stream and like these statements that were like, we are being mistreated by the people at HYBE. The managers are not treating us well. They are telling essentially our colleagues who are the other acts of this company, they are telling us, they're telling them to not greet us in the hallway and to openly disrespect us in the elevator and stuff like that. And this entire thing with the mistreatment of NewJeans, it had to be taken to, like, I believe it was the South Korean National Assembly, where a member of NewJeans, Hani, shout out to you, Hani, love you, girl, she had to make like a personal statement, and the government had to figure out whether or not essentially these claims around like mistreatment fell under like labor practices, essentially. I feel like I'm not really explaining this super duper well. There's actually one blog though that I would strongly encourage you to check out. that has been following this entire ordeal from the moment those plagiarism claims were made to right now when NewJeans has left the company. The blog is called Asian Junkie. I know, questionable, perhaps a questionable name for a blog, but if you want a critical, experienced look and analysis of whatever the heck is happening over there, and to be able to follow this entire thing chronologically on a timeline, you do that. You do that while we listen to this music break, because personally, I need a break. Speaking of idols, probably in a much less convoluted and weird way, this next track is off of another album that came out very recently. Obviously, the best albums of this year had to come out in November and December, of course. This is long anticipated, and I play her music on typically Tuesdays all the time these days. But why not? Because it's good. You're going to hear more from her later on this hour as well. This is Paida off of her most recent album, her second album, Second Sighting. This is Universe. Oh, I love her. Get into it.